Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, brothers and sisters, a welcome to the broadcast. What say you? Hopefully some understanding out there have come into full view for you, brothers and sisters. Understand that these protests aren't what you think, and it's not wise with our brothers who are out there teaching, you know, adding themselves into these political provocations. It's going to end bad. At the end of the day, it's our people with these groups feeding into the devil's hands. And when it all goes down, none of them going to be able to say and claim what, you know, as far as what comes from their action, none of them are going to be able to say that they were being persecuted for Christ's sake, that they were delivering the word and this is why they're going through what they're gone through. No, that ain't our position. So that grandstanding and all that stuff, you need to back up off that. Okay, because eventually, politically, they're going into the demonization as well as the radicalizing to deem Israelites like those as radicals under laws that was drafted during that jihad period of drafting laws in our country. That's where they're going. And I'm going to tell you this now. And they already have a yellow journalistic YouTube site who only focus on Israelites collecting data. Okay? For every event intentionally that will be utilized, what they're doing is framing all of them as a jihadi group in the United States. Okay? They have apologetics and all that where their full focus is to make what? A dossier, a video dossier where they go through all the videos where a brother was out on the street cursing someone out or threatened someone or said something vulgar. All of that they're collecting with a timestamp and a dossier to label these men terrorists. Okay, Christina has her hand up.
Hello out there.
How are you doing, Christina? Bless you. How are you?
I'm doing okay. The situation that I'm in. I just first of all wanted to say thank you for keeping your hands to the plow and continuing to bring some souls in.
I really wanted to talk to you.
I really have an urgent situation, and I really needed for you to call me. So,
if it's personal, I don't want to put that out online, but I'll definitely.
No, I don't either.
Okay, one second.
But I'm facing an eviction in 3 weeks, I think. It's about 3 weeks, so. But I would like to discuss with you.
Well, since I said I didn't
personal.
Want you to put this stuff online, that's personal.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Lord,
I thought you
were
talking about somebody or something, so I'm
sorry.
Oh,
no. That's okay. Let me write it down here. All right, what's your name again?
Christina? Yes.
Are you an active member of the church?
I'm from the San Antonio body, and that's another thing that I would like to discuss with you as well.
So you're
I'm
in the body
member.
In San Antonio? Okay, good. All right.
Yeah, I'm Hold a baptized on. Member as well.
All right. 1 second. Let me write it down here. Hey, lawyer, tell me when you get back, all right? Let's see. All right, so I'll make sure you get a call, okay?
All right, thank you. Have a blessed evening.
You're welcome. And it's up to you whether or not you want to stay on or drop off. It's up to you. I'm going to place you on hold. All right?
All right.
All right. Cora has a comment. Woman anointing question.
Shalom, Elder. Yes, I want to know if, you know, when women pray, you know, can you anoint people? Can women anoint people? And also, can women allowed to lay hands on people for healing?
Well, that's usually a position of men. Now, if you are anointing, if you're anointing children in your home and things of that nature under your nurtured care, then that's one thing. When it comes to when it comes to a public scenario, when it you know you understand, when it's more so from an institutional position, women aren't supposed to do that when it comes to the church per se. But you could anoint and pray over your children and grandchildren. There's nothing wrong with that.
All right. And now one other thing: if you were baptized in a Christian church, what's the significance? Someone asked, you know, would they need to be baptized again? I didn't have a good answer for them. The only thing I could tell them was just that, well, if you want to, you know, be baptized, you know, on Christ, what is the scenario in that situation? If you're baptized in a Christian church and you're baptized in GFCC.
All right. The whole thing is, when you go into the scriptures, and the scriptures talks about the baptism of John, right? When it came to John's disciples, who didn't, even though they were baptized under him, they didn't receive that spirit that came with the disciples' baptism through Christ. So when they ran into the disciples, they were baptized again.
Yes, and then I just had one, and then the comment, quick comment I had was that, you know, when, you know, Martin Luther King was assassinated, you know, you know, at the time, we were all thinking, you know, that this white man killed him because of what he was preaching and saying. But when you were talking about what he was talking about, basically, he was really killed basically because he was too intelligent. They killed his intelligence, just like, you know, it's the powers to be, those people behind the curtains. They were instrumental. I forget the name of the guy who shot him, but anyway, he was just a pawn, just like the guy who Oswald when he killed JFK.
You're talking about like a patsy type of deal, right?
Right. Just the name that they used.
Yeah.
But
the different conspiracy.
The big guy that was behind the powers that be. And JFK was killed because he didn't want to go along with the New World Order, and Martin Luther King was killed because he was too intelligent. What he was talking about was too much.
Yeah. But another thing is, he wasn't just some, you know, intellectual. He was well beyond intellectual. He was spiritually driven.
Right.
He was spiritually driven in his core beliefs. Believe it or not, you can't make a mark in this earth as such without some strong spiritual connection from above. It's on a whole different level. Because he was convicted. He was convicted in his conscience concerning what? A political agenda he thought was deeply intertwined in his belief to help our people. Yeah. But the reality of the matter, he realized that we can't save our people through this political system. The whole deal, it was a compromise, and it was too late. By the time he tried to reel it back, the train had already left the station. They were already moving forward towards this what you would call multiculturalism, Babylonian type of world that would totally rip our people apart. Because at least in segregation, when we were segregated, we were forced to support one another. Right? Because no one else was dealing with it. So So obviously, there was another level of needed self-empowerment that would dissolve through the civil rights movement. And when desegregation happened, now what happened? We're supporting all of these immigrants and other who's coming in under visas and all these laws that are passed through the civil rights movement by our people. So now we're supporting their businesses, their families, their homes getting built in other countries and all that. So that's when he realized, okay, they played me. And then he flipped the switch and said, well, no, it didn't cost you anything for us to vote. It didn't cost you anything for desegregation. A matter of fact, the economy began to boom because you were getting black dollars when you weren't before the desegregation.
Right?
So he said, listen, it's time for y'all to cut the check for our people. Because eventually, if you don't give us a political higher ground than all the people coming in, the people are going to come in and overrun us in our communities. And exactly what he foreseen is happening right now.
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
Right?
In fact, desegregation was detrimental to us.
Very detrimental. This black and brown, this clown ideology, because then they can just switch it off with anything. Okay, let's do black and brown people. Okay, let's do gay people. Let's do white women. Let's do anything. Let's do light skinned pygmies, you know, who swing from trees. let's just anything. Let's do midgets with four toes. Make anyone a group now.
Anyone. Right.
Yeah. Thank you, sister.
All right.
All right, thank you. But it's still the devil operating, the Wizard of Oz operating at the same time over every group, no matter what group that's put up. He has an organization that's siphoning money, that he actually have money coming through government subsidies and all that, you know, and control of the resources for their front people, their black and brown people. There's always one of them behind any of these black or brown people, right? Joshua.
Shalom, sir.
How are you? You said you have a tabernacles question?
Yes, sir. I just been reading, and I was reading the two scriptures that I have is Leviticus 23 and 39, and then
Let me get it. All right. Take your time. I'll work with you here.
Sir.
All right. Leviticus, go ahead.
Leviticus 23 and 39.
Okay. I'm going to go down.
And then I have another one.
It says, and in the 15th day of the seventh month,
mm-hmm.
when you have gathered the fruit of the land, you shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days. Right?
Yes, sir. What is the significance of the eighth day? And then I also want to know, is the eighth day something separate from the Feast of Tabernacles? I really just want to know, because I've been really confused.
No. Because what you usually have is what? You have 7 nights and 8 days.
Okay.
It still comes down to 7.
It still comes down to 7? Okay.
Yeah, because it's still that day until the sun go down. So that eighth day, it's really talking about there's 7 nights, which is the change of nights, but you got 8 days in between. That's all.
Okay. And I know that says the first day is a holy convocation.
Let's count, right?
Yes, sir.
Let's count, right? Just say if it's Friday.
Yes,
Friday
sir.
Sundown to Saturday sundown is what?
Just 8 days, technically.
No. Friday sundown to Saturday sundown is one, right?
One day. Sorry about that.
Okay. You keep on going.
All right.
You got then. Friday sundown to Saturday sundown, Saturday sundown to Sundown, Sunday sundown to what? Monday? Monday to Tuesday? Tuesday to Wednesday? Wednesday to Thursday? Thursday to Friday, right?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, which is that Saturday, we end it and we leave out. You got it?
Yes, sir. Okay. And then, so what's the significance? Okay, and then the eighth day is, and it says it's a Sabbath unto us. That's where my question was, is what does that mean?
So when it says, on the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the eighth day shall be a Sabbath. Mm-hmm. When you count it out, it's 7 days. When you count it out, when you look in the Hebrew, it's more even clear. You count it out, it's 8 days and 7 nights.
Okay.
It's
yes,
talking
sir.
About the days
okay,
in
thank
between.
You.
It's really talking about the rounding off of that last Sabbath. That's all it is.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. All thank right. you. Thank you, Elder.
You're welcome. What church are you a part of?
I've actually been watching you this whole time, Elder.
Well, why aren't you a part of a church?
I've actually been reaching out to get baptized, and I sent this question in an email, and I've just been waiting. I live in Alexandria, Virginia, and they said they was going to send somebody that's, from my local area to correspond with me. We just haven't started corresponding yet, Elder. But I've actually been in 3 academies already as well.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. All right?
Yes, sir. All right.
So bless you. Thank you. And, yeah, I wanted to clear something up here. All right. Elder Lawyer, you there? Yeah, let me clear this up for you, brother, so I can – hello, are you there, brother?
Yes, sir, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay.
Yes,
you have to realize when it comes in, right, you got Friday, which is a Sabbath, right?
Yes, sir.
But then when you go down – when you look at it, sundown, Sabbath, Saturday, sundown, that begins it, because what you have is you got Friday, which is the Sabbath, and then you have the 7 days.
Yes, sir.
Because it falls on the Sabbath, all right? So you have a double Sabbath there.
Okay.
All right?
I get it. Yes, sir.
You got it?
Yes, sir.
It falls
Thank
on
you.
A Friday, and then you got your 7 days. Yeah. Bless
okay.
you.
Thank
all right?
you. Thank you. All right.
My brother. Hey, brother, you got to get up in here, man. Time is running short. We need brothers like you.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom. All right. Let me put you on hold. Okay. Oh, Elder Lawyer said he's here. He's on hold. I want to make sure. All right. I'm just saying, Lawyer, because I may have to step away for a second. So if you hear me, come on and answer for at least one or two calls for me. All right? All right. Oh, there he is. Are you there, Elder?
Yes, sir. I'm here. I was on hold the whole time, but I'm listening in.
Okay, all right. In case I have to run real quick, in between, I'm trying to keep it flowing so we don't be here all night. So if you can answer a few questions after this call, that would be a blessing, right?
Okay.
All right. Deborah has a comment. It says, no one returned emails or phone calls concerning baptism. That's not true. That's not true. What happens is it's allocated, and we have to make sure we get behind the regional elders and the elders to make sure they contact in a timely fashion. But I think I had a conversation with AT, our tech guy, who can actually remedy that issue, that can remedy that. So I apologize if you haven't been gotten to in a timely fashion. We're going to fix that if that's the case, all right? We're going to fix that. All right. Deborah has a comment.
Shalom, Elder.
Hi, Deborah. Shalom.
Okay, and I just want to say about the that movie, Wizard of Oz. Who does Toto represent? Remember the dog, the little dog? and Wizard of Oz. It says in the Wizard of Oz, Glinda represented the mother archetype because he looks out for Dorothy, and Toto represents the trickster because he was always creating problems. So, I mean, you know, we grew up looking at that. I never saw any problems that Toto created. So, you know,
I
saw that Toto was someone that provided comfort to Dorothy. You know, it was her loyalty, and it was evident from the start.
Okay.
So them putting in and all or whatever, that Toto represents a trickster? What are we talking about here?
I just made some generalities when it comes I noticed it. Because sometimes when it comes to art, you can have different perspectives on it, whatever the case is. But what I've seen from it is the fact that you have a person looking for home, right? On top of that, you got no heart, no courage, right?
That's right.
And on top, no brain.
No
right?
brain.
And the fact that the one who's seeking courage is the lion.
Right.
So, so I was looking at that and saying, okay, there's a lot of metaphorical examples you can have or parabolic examples when it comes to the plight of Israel. No home.
That's
the Bible
right.
says
yeah.
the Bible says that we would lose our courage and we operate in scared. We're the lion without courage. And if you only had a brain, science and all that through their evolution, eugenics, they've been targeting the brains of our young men for the longest. This is why I don't deal with no stuff where you're trying to get my sons. No. No, our sons are good the way they are. We don't want to hear about attention deficits and all this stuff. Mind your business and let us, men don't learn like little girls. Men's are hands-on.
Okay.
Men don't learn, Lydia. So there's a lot of examples that we can give and all, but what you got on the outside of the Wizard of Oz, that was just something.
It was just something I was saying. You know, interior is an excellent family pet. So, but the Toto was the one. He was the one to pull the curtain. He pulled the curtain. So.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
You got anything outside of the wizard thing?
Well, I wanted to say, and all, you know, I've been in the truth and all since 2019, Right now, I'm having issues and stuff, and I'll get into my body. That's really bothering me right now. I'm not, you know, coming in with my body like I want to. I tried to set up with, you know, and transportation is coming. It's been a while since it has happened. And it's just really bothering me consciously right now. I can't get to my body. So, and I need to be with my family. And yes.
Okay. When you say you can't get to your body, you're trying to congregate is what you're asking?
Yeah, I'm trying. Yes.
Okay. So why can't you congregate?
Well, right now, and all, like I said and stuff, I'm having, transportation issues. I tried to set up something, and then it's trying to get to a point to meet the people, and maybe I need to go back and see if they can maybe, for right now, try to arrange a way because...
Okay. Well, let me do this. Mm-hmm. Let me just take your number down. What state are you in?
I'm in Virginia.
Virginia, okay. All right, Deborah, I'm going to place you on hold. I'm going to put your number down, and I'm going to have somebody contact you, okay, to make sure you can congregate, all right?
All right, thank you. Shalom.
Shalom, Deborah. All right, I'm going to put a number down here. Deborah. And maybe we can get Kevin to reach you. Hold on. Elder Lawyer.
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you have Blog Talk up right now?
I don't.
Okay, don't worry about it. Just stay on this next call for a minute. I'll be right back, okay? I need you to take the call.
Yes, sir.
You can presently hear the calls, right?
I can hear the calls, yep.
Okay, great. One second. All right. Let me take the next call. I'll be right there.
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, we have Robert with a comment.
Shalom, elders, and the water for all that y'all do. Can you hear me?
Shalom. Shalom. Elder Lawyer got you, right? One second. I'll be right back.
Absolutely. Okay. Can you hear me, Elder Lawyer?
Loud and clear, my brother. What's your comment?
Okay, comment, and then I have a question afterwards. My comment, I wanted to just state that you're on point with everything that you do. the building that I actually work in actually helps assist every foreigner that's coming into the country. So it's ironic how you, you're on point with everything that you're bringing out. They get every kind of assistance that you could possibly imagine, assistance in finding jobs, homes, car seats for children, coats, clothing, and it's all a nonprofit organization from the government. So there's no limit in the amount of money that they receive. I don't know if I could tell you the name of the organization, if that would go against y'all dealing with YouTube. Is that something I could put on the air, or should I just save that for Patreon or something?
You can save it for Patreon, but I'm pretty sure, again, you said you're seeing this on the ground, these things taking place.
I see it.
What you can mention is, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said I see it front hands on, like face to face, every day in my building, every day. The company is in the building that I actually work in.
And, well, it's definitely a blessing for brothers and sisters to validate real time some of the things that we're bringing out as far as what's going on politically. And how this thing, we may look at the, what they call the crisis, the migrant crisis, that's something that's separate from us, but in real time, it is definitely going to have an effect. It's having an effect now, and down the line, it's going to have a lasting effect on our community. But go ahead, you were saying?
Absolutely. And just so people don't think like it's like, oh, what a coincidence and stuff like this. Any ethnicity that you could possibly imagine, and when they come in, they have to use their telephones for translation. Like, they don't even know English. They can't even communicate. And the company and organization has every race of people across the world, so they can translate and you know, delegate the way they need to delegate.
All right. You said you had a question?
Yes, I was wondering if y'all if there will be a body in Colorado anytime soon.
Yes, we are working on getting a body there in Colorado. That would be, what's that, that's more so towards the West Coast, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We're definitely looking. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sorry about that. I did get baptized with the California body, but.
Well, the answer to that, Elder Lawyer, is absolutely. We will be setting up in Colorado soon. Absolutely. No doubt about it.
And why, Elder?
Keep your ear to the ground. We're doing Tennessee, Colorado, and a lot of other areas. We're going to try to finish. Now that we've gotten, you know, the churches, you know, all really under one foundation now, the best it's been since its inception, really. Now we're going to be sending out offices and all that. Right now we got the test, the metries and all that's going out, the appointments, and we're going to take these states by storm. Believe me, it's coming. So
absolutely.
When it come around, I'm sure you'll put your hand to the plow and help that church become what it needs in Colorado. So I'm looking forward to meeting you one day, brother, and you know, have you with the body doing your part. You know, just coming through. Make sure you keep your studies up and do your part. When we get there, we're going to establish you, set things up, establish you with the church also, and get some work done there. You and sisters there in Colorado. We have many there already who are waiting. So,
yes, sir.
Just stand pat, and soon we'll be making those announcements for the countries that we're dealing with, as well as states in the United States that don't have a church right now. All right?
Water.
All right, my brother. Shalom. Hold it tight now. Hold down tight. It won't be long, all right?
Yes, indeed.
All right. Thanks, Elder Lawyer.
Yes, sir.
All right. We have David Saved Out of Babylon question. All right. Yes. How you doing, David? You have a Saved Out of Babylon question. Shalom.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, sir.
Okay. My name is David. I'm in Southern California. I'm a member of the church.
Yes.
I've been left. I need some help. We shouldn't talk on the phone on the internet. I got a lot of information, but I'll tell you this. At Amos 3 and 3, can two walk together unless they be agreed? That was your, to me, that was your most famous saying. I need your help, Elder. I need help from the police.
Can you need help? Me? You said you need help from the police?
From the police.
What you mean from the police? Did you do a crime?
No. No, I've done nothing.
Okay, let's reel this back, right? I'm going to the scripture that you've just mentioned. Can two walk together except they be agreed, right?
Excuse me, Elder. You talked to me before.
I need you. Hey, brother, I need you to focus with me. I'm trying to get on the same page to understand, you know, understand how I can help you with the call. You said, you quoted a scripture, Amos 3 and 3. Can two walk together except they be agreed, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Why did you mention this scripture in the context of your call? Who's the other one? Your one and who's the other one that you can't walk together with?
I can walk together with you, Elder. I'm with you. I'm with together in Christ Church. I am with Christ. I am with the highest. But I need help. They got me stuck here. They got me pinned down here. And I need your help.
Okay. Who have you stuck down, stuck and pinned down? Who?
Okay. 23 years ago, I had a wife. I wanted a divorce. She wouldn't give me a divorce. Her and her friends, they fought it. They took me through all kinds of nonsense, whatever. We finally went to court, and they just took everything that I had. They took my job, my business, my home, my clothes. When I left out of court, all I had was the clothes I had on. They're trying to force me to go back to this woman, which she was a part of, how can I say, Masons. And I didn't know it when I married her, but I found out the hard way.
Okay, so what you're saying is you got yourself involved with a connected woman who's probably an Eastern star within the Freemasons, correct?
Elder, you are them. You, the Most High chose you just right. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay. So you got involved with a woman. You didn't even understand that she was dealing with some type of secret type of group. And okay, so where were you when your wife went to the lodge to her meetings and all these others?
She didn't go to the lodge. She is a different type of member.
What type of member is that?
She's a Jehovah's Witness.
Okay. This is what we have to do, brother. I can take your number, and I can call you. We can have a conversation off the air, because you're dealing with, your scenario is nuanced. It's a personal matter that I'm sure we cannot fix within a two-minute call. So I'll tell you what, I'll place you on hold. I got your number, and we'll reach out and see how we can help you offline, okay?
Yes, I would appreciate that.
My brother. All right, bless you. All right.
Bless you, brother.
See you next. Bless you, my brother. Stay strong. Oh, Lord, in the morning time, there's some stuff going on out there, I tell you. Stay in prayer. We have a good class coming when it comes to the men. We're going to focus on the men this coming Sunday. You definitely want to be in that academy, building your foundation and purpose with the Almighty. life in general can become, it can get overwhelmed based on some of the, you know, the wrong choices we've made. But I'm going to tell you, do not let your choices become the bane of your existence. Get with the Most High and look at it from an outside perspective and, you know, and build yourself separate from all of that. And I'll talk about that this coming Sunday. 901 area code. 901.
Yes, sir. Hello.
Hi, how are you? Your name?
Hi, my name is Zoe Johnson. Hello.
Hi, Zoe. Sorry. The floor is yours.
Okay, so my mother has actually called here a couple of times. Nicole Johnson.
Okay.
I'm her daughter, and I just first wanted to say that we definitely look forward to our church coming to a church coming in Memphis very soon, and we just love the academy and everything. My question was going to be about the church, but I do have another one, and it's about, I guess, certain gifts when it comes to the church. So I'm 23 years old. I just finished school, and I play violin. I teach, so that's my job right now. And since I don't go to my Christian church anymore, where my brother is pastor, I guess I don't know. I've been playing a lot recently, and with the holidays coming up, I just want to make sure that I'm using my gifts for good for the Most High. And I guess wondering.
Okay, you have the holidays coming up. What would you like to do with your gifts?
Well, I do know that, you know, of course I can't do Christmas themed things, but I guess still being a best example for children, you know, being a witness, and even with the church, possibly use my gift for that in any way.
Oh, of course. Of course. When we set up the church there, you can play your music with us.
Okay.
I mean, I have a lot of music. We'll go online.
Okay. Yes.
Right, do it with us. Go in the studio, make some tunes. I mean, it'll be nice if you can hear the song To Zion. And you heard that song, right? To Zion?
Yes, sir.
See what you can do on the violin with that. Help us out.
Okay. Okay.
All right? I'll play it right here. And you'll get a bigger audience right here. Than you're right here. 2,000 people over. You do it nice, and I'll play it right here. We're here to support each other. If that's your work and the Most I've gifted you with it, hey, let's have it. Listen to,
yes,
to Zion, and let's see your rendition of that for us. And we'll start there, see where the Most I take it. How old are you?
23.
Okay, all right. Welcome to the body, sister. Welcome to the body, you and your mother, and we'll have a church there soon, and get the fiddler to Zion. All right. We're digressing. You're welcome. We're digressing into digression, right? All right. I thought we had something. I'm sure people just want to talk, but, you know, it's okay. I'll take a few more. Let's see. Deborah has a comment. Oh, I already had Deborah on. I'm sorry about that. I'm going backwards. Rhea has a comment. Rhea.
Hello, Elder. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Rhea. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. So glad to be able to speak with you tonight. I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You are truly a blessing. You and Elder Lawyer, both.
Thank you. All praise be to the Most High.
Thank you. I had two comments. You had mentioned earlier about what they're teaching in school, I thought, as far as about slavery. So I wanted to talk about that. My children, they are being taught online at home, so I can kind of hear what's going on. My one daughter, she's in the eighth grade, and her history teacher, he was teaching about when America was colonized, and he was talking about the Native Americans, and he spoke on Christopher Columbus. So it was about three children, including my daughter, who just had bad feelings about what he was teaching about Christopher Columbus. My daughter, she didn't really say anything at first. It was two other children that really said, you know, how they thought he was a bad man. And what the teacher went on to do, in my eyes, was to sympathize with Christopher Columbus. He was saying that the Indians attacked the colonists and they got as good as they gave. He went on to say that this was happening everywhere. Colonialism, it wasn't a big deal what happened to the Indians, Native American people. He went on to say that basically the Indians kind of brought it on themselves. So the children were saying, no, you know, how Christopher Columbus was bad. He said that Christopher Columbus wasn't bad. You know, he was just doing what everyone else was doing at that time. But Hitler, oh, Hitler was bad. Now, that's a bad guy. And how Hitler went on to try to commit genocide. So that was one thing that they're teaching. Then he went on to teach about slavery. He was saying that slavery was not a big deal. It was happening everywhere. What the United States did was happening everywhere. It wasn't a big deal. It happened in other places throughout the earth. And basically, slavery had been happening since the beginning of time. Yeah, so just really belittling what our people had experienced. So I wanted to let people know, really pay attention to
minimizing it, right?
Exactly. Minimizing what we experienced. Exactly. So we have to really pay attention. I went on to challenge him because I disagreed with what he said, and I had a lot of research to back it up thanks to what you have taught us as a church. And basically, I'm sorry, can you hear me? I'll push the button.
I can hear you loud and clear. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So he started asking me what was my evidence, and I went on to just trying to, because he kind of caught me off guard, and I didn't have any books available at the time, but you know, the Most High, he's so good. So I just kind of Googled something real quick because I had sat down at the computer with my daughter.
Okay.
And he knew I couldn't find anything.
Okay. He was asking what was the evidence for what?
When I was to challenge him about the things he was saying about slavery, I went on to challenge him about that. And,
I'm going to give you a quick way to deal with this, right? The next time. When he says... when he asks questions like, okay, what is your proof? Right?
Yeah.
And instead of, you never ask, answer a question with a question, but, you know, like what proof do you have that Christopher Columbus discovered America with people already being here? But I'm not going to do that, sir. I'm not going to answer a question with a question. There's people here, right? So who did he discover that for? But hold that question, sir, before you go there. Torah. You know about Torah? Well, in the Torah, Deuteronomy 28 says about a people who would suffer curses and go into slave ships as a curse and would be conquered by their enemies as swift as the eagle flyeth. And the eagle, you know, throughout history represents Rome. Is that good for you, sir? See how I just dealt with it, right? Now, let me show you something real quick, sister, because you need some ammunition. So when you get an opportunity, go to the end of this particular video, right? And as you can see, I like to go to some of their sources as far as the John Carter Brown Library, where it breaks down Jews and the Americas, right? And then when you go to Jews and Americas, it got geography, tribe of Israel, from intolerance, Jews of America. This is a source that's a reputable source amongst you know, Jewish people, right? So what I like to do is, when it comes to history, I like to go down here where it says Theodore DeBry, right? America Part 5, Frankfurt 1595, where it says Columbus appears in Theodore DeBry's edition because he wants proof. He wants reputable sources, right? Columbus
yes.
appears in Theodore DeBry's edition derived from the second part of Giolamo Bizzoni's book, Historia del Mondo Nuovo. Efforts by some researchers to establish a secret Jewish heritage for Columbus have been remained unproven, but his voyages bear strong Jewish overtones. From the identities of some crew members, key conversers in the Spanish court, and the pattern of scientific inquiry that helped make the voyage possible. So if we want to talk about Christopher Columbus, we have to go into their origin. Who financed Christopher Columbus? What was their religion? What were their intent? And in these records, it says that there is some connection there, right? So what I would do is I would bring it directly to here. I would bring it to, okay, according to Torah, the Bible tells you that we would go into cargo slave ships, Deuteronomy 28:68. There is some speculation that even though he was from Spain, that he could have had some Jewish ties as far as Christopher Columbus. So there's a conflict there. You had some people who were brought over in cargo slave ships who suffered the curses of Israelites. You got another guy selling over on ships to actually find the people that are prophesied as the lost tribes of Israel. So can you clear that contradiction there for me, sir?
Yes.
Can you clear that contradiction? Because since you want to talk about Christopher Columbus, we need to bring it all out since you're teaching my children history here. There's a conflict with this guy selling over in a ship to help find people to be conquered, right? And you got the people who said that they would go into cargo slave ships only to be conquered by those who sailed over. Can you straighten out this inconsistency for me, sir? One of these things doesn't belong here.
Amen. Yes. I didn't go into the Jewish part of it because, for one, I had to kind of type in. I could not speak to him one-on-one because he was in a classroom
sister,
and it was online.
Sister, listen.
But to make
sister,
a long
listen.
Story short.
Sister, I'm going to tell you, I'm not showing you this so that you can, so you can feel a certain type of way about what you couldn't have done. That day is gone. I'm giving you something for the next time you see this guy.
Oh, 100%. I will definitely, or any other teacher that tries to bring that forth, because she experienced something last year as well, where another history teacher did the same thing, and I was able to shut her down. But what I brought up real quick, he was talking about slavery happened anywhere, and I said not chattel slavery. And I was able to show him that happened here and only here, and it was brought here by Europeans. And it was, I gave him the website where I got it from, and I asked him what was his resources, what was his references, and he couldn't say anything. And he just ended the whole class because he was stuck looking stupid. And the children were supposed to leave the class, but they did not even leave because they wanted to see where this was going to go. So he just shut the class down. But long story short, he ended up having a call with me because he told me afterwards that he wanted to speak with me about what happened in the class. He emailed me. We spoke, and he sincerely apologized. Come to find out, I let him know that I knew he was Jewish because I looked up his last name.
Well, listen,
and,
listen, regardless of his religion or whatever the case is, what I like to do is, right, because it doesn't matter who he is or whatever,
amen,
that's on y'all
does.
Between that. I'm saying, but this is what I'm saying. I like to get to the history because it seems when it comes to these so-called explorers, they coincidentally seek to hide their religion and their ethnicity conveniently when they teach this history to our people in school.
Yes, they do. Yes.
So all I'm saying is let's get to the bottom of this. And this is what I'll tell her. If you're going to teach Christopher Columbus discovering anything, we need to go into Christopher Columbus' origin and intent first. Let's go into, I got the books right here, Ronald Sanders' book, The Lost Tribes in the Promised Land, where it tells us in the Dialees, that's right, he used the second Ezra as biblical proof that he would find the children of Israel in America.
He did.
In Christopher Columbus's personal memoirs called the Dialees. So, sir, don't ever talk to my children about Christopher Columbus again unless you can actually go into his intent, who sent them, and why.
When I talked to him on the phone, I did go into a lot of that stuff. That's what I wanted to let you know. When I got a chance to speak with him on the phone, I did. And he apologized.
But this is what I'm saying, though. It's time for parents to get in front of their children. Don't forget, sister, you have the right to tell that child that man what not to teach your child. Say, listen, what you're teaching is conflicting with my upbringing. Keep your Christopher Columbus to yourself. Okay?
Yes.
All due respect. Yes. Teach your child, you know, to honor this man who conquered my people. That's your child. That's your faith. All right?
Yes.
Because as far as I know, the tribe of Gad and the North American Indians are from the tribe of Gad were here before you got here, sir.
Amen to that.
Okay, great.
One more thing I wanted to bring forth, and I don't know if you are aware of this video, but it's a video by Doug and Stacy. I brought that out to you before, a video that they had. It's called Will You Survive? And in this video, a police officer is pulling over a man, and I know he's a foreigner. I'm not sure where he's from. The man was trying to commit a theft, but this man states that you just don't know that the Russians and the Chinese are here and they have militias here in this country. He goes on to say that America is going to be burned. It's a very short video. It's only like a little over 8 minutes.
And what's the name of it again?
It's called Will You Survive? And it's by Doug and Stacy. They're YouTubers. And at the end, he says, you know, America is not even being run by the American government. He says Edom is, but, you know, another name for Edom is actually running the government and what they have planned for this country.
Okay, well, hey, it falls right into prophecy. And at
That's
the
right.
end of the day, I can't confirm or deny anything that's being said. All I'm saying is, whatever happens, I know the Most High has a hand in it, and Babylon must fall. And I mean, I don't think that's a revelation to anyone that someone else must be running the country based on what we're witnessing. Right.
That's right. Just the fact that it was a video with it, and this foreigner is saying it. You know, I just thought that. Hey, he's saying exactly what you have brought out.
Okay, so in the video, it has the actual person saying it.
Oh, yes. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, Will You Survive? What is the channel again?
Doug and Stacy.
Doug and Stacy. All right.
S-T-A-C-Y.
All right, I'll look into it and see what they have. All right. And it says, Will You Survive? Okay, I see it.
Yes.
Okay, they look like Amish people?
Yes, he does. Yes.
They look Amish. Okay. All right, I'll look at it. I'll check it out. Well, thank you, sister. And, hey, sharpen up those. Hey, I'm glad you stood for the truth. You stood.
Yes.
You know, you stood for your child at a time of need when they pushing this garbage history they've placed on our children. And hey, sister, this is why we're looking to dismantle the country at this point. Okay.
And I could not have done it if it wasn't what you have taught. And just, again, thank you so much bringing out truth and educating our people. It's sincerely appreciated.
Well, thank you, sister. All praise be to the Most High. And thank you for standing. And since they cannot utilize us like they used to, they're just looking to dismantle the country altogether. And just usually when we figure something out, they pivot.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pivoting. But guess what?
They can
pivot, but they can't hide. They're going to pivot, and then you're going to look up. Yeah, hell.
Amen.
Fire.
That man of perdition right. has been revealed. Amen.
He's been revealed. Yes, ma'am. And guess what? Hey, we're going to make sure that fiddle out there, too. Make sure you fiddle when the saints come marching in, sister. Get that one, too, young lady, because we're about to go into our kingdom. All right, bless you, sister.
Amen. Bless you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bless you. I'll take the rest of the calls this coming Friday on Patreon. May the Most High be with you. Stay prayed up. Sin not. Do not believe what you see, or you may be deceived. All right? If you don't see it, it didn't happen. Okay? If you don't see it, if they're telling you it, but you haven't seen it, it didn't happen. With that, I want to say, may the Most High be with you. Stay prayed up. Sin not. We will soon see Israel. And keep in mind, tonight, this lesson today, a lot of meat in this lesson. Keep in mind, here's the truth. Organized political chaos has been exposed. Have a good night. See you Friday on Patreon. Patreon.com/agather144. HistoryTimes.org. And let's get this history like I brought out at the end of this lesson. And, stay prayed up with the children of Israel in the name of Christ, and we are back. That's right. Shalom. Thank you, Elder Lloyd, and you have a great night.
Yes, sir. Shalom. You do the same.
Oh, that's right. The East is where we're from. The 12 tribes of Israel in 721 BC. Let's try that one more time. Oh.